listen, there's turnover every year. Some guys you lost up front, and I know that for you up front is kind of where it starts. But looking back to last season, you had some young guys, Carly, on the line of scrimmage that, man, just being at every game and seeing the way they improved from the opener to the end of last season, you've got some of those kids coming back. That has to make you feel encouraged about what you want to see up front. Tell us about that group a little bit.
Yeah, up front, talk about Drew Ellis, Devin Baum. They played quite a bit last year. And really the learning curve for them is they've been really good. They haven't had the teaching moments that we had last year, the explanations. They understand more. Our drills are better with those guys. They've done a really good job, and they've grown there. Stolpe has done a good job. Brody Dickman's better. They all played last year. So it's better. We're not having to stop and teach as much. It's just, the consistency we're trying to find right now.
I know that we always – obviously, hey, it's a sport of football, so we always talk about the quarterback and the guy under center. Tell us about him and the growth that you've seen.
We got three quarterbacks. Jackson right now, he's set number one, and then we have two freshmen, two left-handed guys, mm-hmm. White and Kleb, and they're doing a really good job. We give them the freedom when we run option a lot, and we give them the freedom to read. So it's a learning curve, and they got to get their eyes where they're supposed to. And do those. And once they figure that out, it's big plays for them. But they're all doing a really good job. And Zach, he's grown from last year, and he's really starting to understand the passing concept, what we're doing. And it's just finding that consistency there, too, in the same spot.
Backs and receivers. I know that there's some turnover in both of those areas. Talk about that group as you watch them develop through fall camp.
Our backs, Aiden Clark, he's played a lot. Yeah. He has a lot of experience. Aiden Markham plays a lot. Those two have a lot of experience. And Aiden plays fullback, and he's just a bruiser up front there. He'll come through the hole hard. Aiden Markham, he's coming along well. Just get him to hit the hole and be physical. Drop your shoulders, keep your eyes up, and run through. And then we got some young guys coming through there. Aiden Page, he's working a little bit back there. Brogan Hendrickson's working a little bit back there. Depends on the formation. You might see more formations this year from us, so just so you know.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions, if we're going to see variations in the offensive system.
Yep. Yeah, you'll see some variations. But anyway, those guys are all developing, all our backs, Cole Nuss and Helberg and all those kids. So it's just finding consistency and continuing to work and learn.
Sometimes I hear this more from college coaches or professional coaches. They'll say at the beginning of the year, the defense is always ahead of the offense. What about with Broken Bow football going through fall camp? What's your defense look like?
I would say our front end, our D-line, and inside backer, we're way ahead of our defensive backfield. Our defensive backfield's young. They're learning the zone concepts and what they have to do and how they have to read. Step back, get their eyes on the right spot, and then come up on run if they see it. So I'd say, I don't know. I wouldn't say – usually I agree with you. Our defense is ahead, but I don't know if I'd agree this year. It's pretty equal. So.
Yeah. Leadership style of this team collectively. Vocal leadership, is it work ethic? Is it by example? What have you seen from the leadership style of this team as a whole?
We haven't picked our captains yet. We do that this Saturday. We're going to smoke some brisket for the boys at my house, and then we're going to do a vote, and then final say on captains is the coaches. We'll discuss it, and we have some ideas. And we have all different types of leaders on our team. Some are example. Some are more vocal. Some are in your face. Some of those guys are. And we just got to find the right mix, and I think just like you need all different types of team leaders, you need them on your team too, because some kids respond to in your face, some kids respond to the soft voice, and some respond to just a pat on the back. So it just depends. So we'll try to get the right mix and hopefully it works out.
Yeah, I know you can't do this on your own, So who do you have helping you out this year? Who's on your staff? Same crew?
Who's on my staff? We got Ryan Rotovic, Colton Bell, Big Meyer, Brandon Meyer. Everybody calls him Big Meyer. I do. Eric Ramsey and Mark Shaw. I didn't forget anybody.
It's a good group.
Yep.
Yeah, good group. All right, I've got I don't think I've ever asked you this. Do you have a favorite NFL team?